I'm very, very cautious about that. When we were believing God for children, everything came at us. Everything. But I had a word that said, I would not be barren. I mean, it came up so many different ways. But in that moment, when everything was looking horrible, horrible, horrible. I mean, it was looking so bad. The words that came out of my mouth were, Therese, I'll be a first-year principal and pregnant. 9 weeks later, I was pregnant. Because conception had taken place, and I was not about to let the moment of time, which was 7 years, abort what I was believing God for. You got to know that time means nothing in the realm of the spirit. When you get that word, you got to see it as if it is so. You got to see that word that's more powerful than the seat that you're sitting in. When you see that word, you got to see it as more sure than you laying on your bed at night. You got to see it as more sure than you wiggling your hands. You got to see it as the only sure thing that you're able to stand on. Because if you see anything else, your midnight will not come. And you don't have to have 15, 16 different scriptures. Start with where you are. Start with where you are. I was facing something so, it was just kept plaguing me. But I kept saying, as he is, so am I. I am just like Jesus. I will pace the floor. I am just like Jesus. I am just like Jesus. Jesus is not depressed. I'm not depressed. Jesus has peace. I have peace. Jesus have joy. I have joy. Jesus is not worrying. I refuse to worry. I refuse to fear because my God is not worrying. Jesus is not fear, and I'm his identical twin. You got to know it for yourself. And as I begin to take that word and take it and keep putting it in my mouth and keep putting it in my heart and keep speaking out of my mouth, you know what? The pressure started to ease up. It started to ease up. But the minute I took my eyes off it, the minute it stopped coming out of my mouth, guess what? The pressure came back. Oh, so I had to rework it. I am just like Jesus. I am identical to Jesus. You all, you got to get this today. There's 1 minute between your now and your midnight. 1 minute. Look at your neighbor and say, 1 minute. I'm going to reiterate this again. You can stop your manifestation with the words of your mouth. God's word translations of Proverbs 6:2 say, you are trapped by the words of your own mouth, caught by your own promise. Caught by your own promise. That means the words that you have spoken. That you've spoken in faith. You basically made yourself a promise that that's what's going to come to pass. And that's what's going to happen. Now, let me tell you, there are some things that God wants to do in your life. And you know for yourself that conception has taken place. You know that it's there. But God is saying this morning, it's that 1 minute. He said, hold on. Get the word. Keep it coming out your mouth. If it's just one word, if it's just I can do all things through Christ, stay right there. Stay right there. Let's look at Luke 8:41. Let's look at how Jairus operated in this critical time period. Let's look at how Jairus operated in this critical time period right here. I'm reading out of the New King James. Just then a man named Jairus came. He was a leader of the synagogue. He fell down at Jesus's feet and pleaded with him to come to his house. Now, if you all look at Jairus is the leader of the synagogue. That's like a church. He is the leader. So you know what? Jairus had been studying Jesus. You're just not going to go and fall down at anybody's feet, are you? No, you're going to fall down at somebody that's going to get you some results. Jairus had been studying Jesus, and he had been hunting Jesus down. So when he saw Jesus, he fell at Jesus' feet, pleaded with him, come to my house. Because he had an only daughter, about 12 years old, and she was at death's door. Jesus didn't say anything. He just followed Jairus. You know what? When you got the word in your heart, do you know Jesus don't have to speak. He'll just start following you. He'll just start following you. While he was going, the crowds were nearly crushing him. Now look at this distraction that came up with Jairus. This was Jairus walking, Jesus following Jairus. They're going together to his house. Look at this distraction. And then a woman suffering from bleeding for 12 years. Now here she is, Jairus trying to go get his daughter raised from the dead. Here come another lady.